Welcome to Beyond Overeating by Wholesome Lifestyle Project, the overeating podcast, where I'll be showing up weekly to share with you what I've learned during my binge eating recovery, helpful tools such as yoga, mindfulness, and energy medicine. My name is Stel, and my purpose is to inform and educate so that you can fast track your recovery in healing your relationship with food and finally trust yourself around the peanut butter jar. Join me as I share top tips, my struggles and triumphs to help inspire or just entertain. Remember, there's nothing wrong with you if you can't stop overeating. That's why I'm here to guide you along the way. Welcome back to another episode of the Beyond Overeating podcast by Wholesome Lifestyle Project. My name is Stel Coombe Heath, binge and emotional eating recovery mentor, and I am so excited to be back here today as I record this episode. It is the 1st of December 2021. I can't believe that this year is almost over, and I just know that sometimes we can really get ourselves caught in a spiral when it comes to 1st of December. This is usually the time where I used to go on a spiral of lastminute.com dieting and just, you know, trying to restrict my calories as much as possible. And because I knew that there would be so many bad foods coming towards the end of the year. So one of the principles in intuitive eating is to start looking at food in a more neutral way. And the reason for this is when we look at food as just food and not good or bad, we actually take away that sense of scarcity that our mind creates when we say these foods are good, we should have these, and these foods are bad, we should avoid these. So food neutrality means that there's no moral value to food. Food is not good, it's not bad, it's just food, right? And when we label foods positive or negative, we often start to transfer that label onto ourselves. For example, you might say, I've been good today, I had a salad, or I have been so bad, I had a donut. So what that then does, it transfers our, whether we are good or bad, onto ourselves. So are we really good for eating that salad? Are we really a bad person for eating a donut? Absolutely not. I don't think so. So by making foods neutral, you allow yourself to eat what you really like without feelings of guilt. And that's what I teach in my Rewire Your Overeating Brain Mastermind, in my one-on-one programs, as well as the Food Zombie Challenge. So today I've recorded a meditation for you to just help you bring in a sense of food neutrality, let go of the judgment, and approach food in a neutral way, especially as you approach the end of the year. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to hear and see you all next week. Bye. Namaste. My name is Stel Coombe Heath, binge and emotional eating recovery specialist. And today I want to take you on a journey to find a more neutral approach to food, to let go of seeing food as good or bad, clean or junk. So find a comfortable position and gently close down the eyes. Begin with a comfortable breath. Slowly inhale through your nose. And if you can, exhale through the mouth, just releasing any form of tension. You might have stumbled on this meditation feeling quite conflicted. You might feel like you've judged yourself for a choice in food. So take this moment to just deeply breathe. Breathe in and slowly breathe out. Just take this moment for yourself. Allow your your body to relax into this moment. We cannot try and correct ourselves, our thoughts, our emotions when the nervous system is out of sync. So allow your breath to gently guide you into a beautiful, calm sanctuary. And as you breathe in and out, gently reflect on your views about food. Maybe think about a certain food that you have judged in the last couple of days. Maybe this judgment is around whether it's healthy, whether it has the right amount of calories that you were looking for. Maybe you looked at it as being unhealthy, junk. Or maybe you feel like this food might even have severe health consequences. And gently just lean into these thoughts. And notice where this belief about this food came from. Take a moment here to question whether that belief is in fact true. Has the statistics or the rumors about the negative effects of this food been exaggerated in our society, what we read or what we see? Has cutting this food out been glamorized in a specific way? Just gently check in. Just feel how you feel in your body about this food. Is there a sensation that comes up in your heart, maybe your gut, when you think about this food? It might be a feeling in your body. Just locate where that is and gently breathe into this area. Allow your body to soften into this moment. Breathe into this resistance, this judgment around this particular food. Now say to yourself, food is just food. There is no moral value around food. Food nourishes me. Food is here to provide me with energy. And even if it's not deemed the most healthiest thing on the menu right now, this food is helping me, helping my body, helping my tissues and organs function in some form of way. All foods have some nutritional value. It might not be a lot, but there still is nutrition or energy that you get or receive from eating this particular food. And gently just forgive yourself for feeling this judgment. Forgive yourself for judging yourself harshly for eating this particular food. And just bring a sense of gratitude. Be grateful that you were able to eat today. Be grateful that you had a choice in certain foods. Find a sense of gratitude of how this food might energize you to run or play or do yoga. And know that there's still millions and millions of food choices that you will make along your way. And this was not the end of the world. One meal is not the end of the world. So gently next time when you see this food, just take out the emotion, take out the judgment, and plainly see it as what it is. So if you're looking at a banana, just label it as banana. If you're looking at a Snickers bar, label it as a Snickers bar. instead of good or bad. When we do that, we add shame or guilt, and our bodies feel like the food is forbidden. Allow yourself to look at food more neutrally. This will help you feel less likely to binge the next time you have this food. Give yourself compassion for the choices you make. And take this moment to just clear out any memories or judgments you have of this food right now. And just set the intention when you complete this meditation to clear out your environment out of judgment of food. Get rid of the food police. This starts with your social media accounts, your emails, and sometimes even the magazines we buy. Start avoiding conversations that tolerate food judgment. And allow yourself to just start seeing food in neutral eyes. No judgment, no shame. Food is just food. Thank you so much for practicing food neutrality with me. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me today, and don't forget to share this with all your friends. You can do this by adding this to your Instagram story and tagging me at Wholesome Lifestyle Project, or by simply telling them about it. If you could rate and review on whatever platform you are listening, this will go a long way in helping me get this podcast out there so that I can share my message and help as many women out there struggling with food issues as I can. Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram on Wholesome Lifestyle Project, or connect with me on LinkedIn. My name's Estelle Kumheath, and that's where you'll find me on LinkedIn. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.